The tone of this document is all about the internet. He writes it in this sort of snarky adolescent style, and especially there's this lengthy self-interview he does, sort of imagining what the media might ask him. It's really self-important, but it's also full of all these winking references to internet memes, and it's very self-aware. At one point, he even says that his racist project relies on, quote, edgy humor and memes in the vanguard stage in order to attract young people.
Can you give us an example of that?
Well, probably the one everyone's talking about is how when he was streaming live video during his attack, right at the start, he says, "Subscribe to PewDiePie." Now, that sounds bizarre to the average grown-up, but you need to understand that PewDiePie is this Swedish video game playing YouTube star, and his crown as the most subscribed to person on YouTube had been threatened by another YouTube account out of India. So for a lot of people, or some people, subscribe to PewDiePie is sort of internet code for supporting white Europeans.